Hey, welcome back, everybody. Time once again to join us on this journey we call Living Hope. Your journey with pancreatic cancer, as we talk with those working the field and those working with pancreatic cancer in their own lives, how they deal with it on a daily basis, and the hope that seems to be breaking in the horizon, at least a little bit of hope, on how to handle this, help it, improve it. That's what we're going to talk about today, Roberta?
I think so, yes. We're going to give it a jump anyway.
That seems to be the common theme here lately. For a long time in this show, wasn't a lot of hope about on the scientific research side here. Seems even gloomer these days since the federal government has decided to throw the baby with the bathwater out, get rid of everything, including cancer research for programs like you were working at the Department of Defense and others, right?
Yeah. I don't want to get too political because it's not a very pleasant subject. No, it's, like you say, there's things need to be cut, need to be redone, but let's not throw everything out at once.
So that program that you were working on, for example, at the Department of Defense did get unfunded.
They got unfunded for 2025, but it looks like, I believe, we're going to get something for 26.
Okay, there's
hope. Something to look forward to, and we'll just keep on plugging away because we can't rest. Pancreatic cancer doesn't take a break, and neither can we.
And you had that one, who was the guy you had on from Arizona who was working with trying to come up with private venture funding to replace public funding for cancer research?
Yeah, that's Rob Panacci, I want to say.
Panacci, that's right.
But we know I always mess up his name. But yeah, and he'll be coming back again at some point too and is giving us some guests to look forward to as well.
So what the hope is that I'm referring to is your last guest really just floored me. You all were talking like it was just so ho-hum. This is a guy who's developed technology, and hopefully he's going to come back here again. Just an entrepreneur who picked up from some research that some doctor did on not a different drug to target pancreatic cancer, but a way to deliver it better, to target it better, as he said. So you don't have to carpet bomb the whole body trying to get the cancer cells. That was the gist of the takeaway I got. And apparently there's some hospitals here locally. This was designed with pancreatic cancer in mind, but it's a targeted approach. I don't know if it's a device or a something, but it somehow helps deliver this drug only to the cells affected and not to the whole body.
Right? I believe it's like a catheter, and they are using it in other cancers, which is great.
Like it's a City of Hope. He's going to hope maybe bring them in. They were talking about not with pancreatic cancer, but using it for other cancers.
And we'll have him come back and talk about it a little bit more. But yeah, he did give hope, and it was something that I wasn't aware of. So it was really for me because it will be helpful to a lot of patients who share the same that I do, where their tumor is considered inoperable. So
that was specifically what it was designed for. He's talking about exactly people like you. They're doing some studies right now with people like you.
Exactly, and that's something because we've always been told there's nothing they can do when they can't go in surgically. So to have something to be able to go in, and what the goal is to either break down the tumor itself or to remove it from the veins and the artery, because that's where the issue is.
So I'm here to give you some other hope. Me, who knows nothing about this stuff here, your faithful field producer, we do this show at our studio here at UCI's Beal Applied Innovation Center. Fancy title for a place where they try and take technology and turn it into something, and mostly med tech and medicine. So they got a whole lab set up here, and they're all working on various diseases. Nobody's working on pancreatic cancer for some reason. We've talked about that before. Maybe there's not enough people or enough money in it, or they don't live long enough. All these were suspicion reasons why there aren't more researchers researching this topic, other than our last guest, who specifically started off researching a delivery system. But last week, I went to this conference. I was invited downstairs. Very scientific conference, first of its kind. Researchers from all over the world coming to talk about something I never heard of, but I think you're going to hear more of. It's a protein called Clotho, named after some Greek goddess or something. Klotho. Go look it up. Google it. And with your permission, I'm going to report back on what I found, because it was amazing. They're using it to fight cancer.
Yeah, I want to hear more about that. And just to give a quick, because I know on social media, we've been talking about that today's guest, we would be talking about cancer ghosting, but he was unable to make it today. So we'll look forward to seeing
him. He ghosted us today.
No, he didn't. Had a very good reason. So okay. He will be with us next week. But yeah, I do want to hear more about this, because this is something that I'm not familiar with. So it's very interesting. So I'm going to give you the floor.
So you typed in ChatGPT, read what they told you about.
I certainly did. It said that Clotho proteins have the potential life-altering, life-improving ability ability to fight the normal aging process in every organ, brain, skin, cancer, sexual function, cancer prevention, regeneration, etc.
Exactly.
Yeah, so by increasing this, then...
You not only lessen your chance of getting cancer and other aging diseases we associate with aging and body breaking down, but, not that you can't get cancer in other ways, I get it, but that's certainly something that gets, I think that's proven. Am I saying something out of turn, that the older you get, the more likely you are to get cancer?
That's what they claim for a lot of cancers, especially pancreatic, it seems. They say hits those in 70 and older, though we've seen it differently. But yeah, that's what they do say, age increases your chance of cancer.
Okay, so this decreases your risk of cancer. And in some of the research, again, this is all in animals and mice and stuff, very little of it's in humans yet. They're starting to do human trials, according to this conference, on a variety of these ideas. But right now, it seems to have the potential to reverse aging in a variety of things, and specifically to not only prevent cancer, but maybe even to target another way to target and kill cancer cells. So with your permission, I'll give you some overview of what I heard, which blew me away.
Like I said, you got the floor.
All right.
It's your show today.
Clotho Conference, first of its kind. This was developed 20 years ago. I think I gave you the guy's card there, Dr. Makato Kuro, and then dash O. I don't know how you say his name. But he was a researcher in Japan 20 years ago who was experimenting on mice. And he, as he said at the conference, he accidentally turned off a gene in the mouse, and he saw it rapidly age. And he said, what'd I do? He quickly discovered this clotho, I guess it's a protein. I'm going to have to look up proteins. I know we all eat protein shakes and stuff, but I looked it up on, type in proteins and see what ChatGPT says. I had something up here. A protein is like a collection of amino acids or something. It's cells in your body, in your bloodstream. And I know there are ways to increase protein shakes and other things like that. I'll let you look up protein so we understand what we're talking about. But he accidentally turned this thing off, saw mice rapidly age, and turned it back on and found the opposite. So he wrote a paper, and it started a flood of research over the last 20 years, most of which has been just in academic halls, and apparently literally over 4,000 papers to date have been written on this thing. And I said, it's the most studied thing you never heard of. I don't know why nobody's talking about this. That was a big topic of the conversation because they're all researchers and they know how to promote these things. But more and more, the purpose of this conference was it's more than just research in a lab. They've moved it into clinical trials, first with animals and now into some humans. And they're seeing amazing results. If they find a way to increase this protein level, this one protein, anti-aging. It's certainly, they know it's antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, it kills free radicals, all the stuff we're always hearing about you need in your body to prevent cancer from growing. But one guy, and I'll just tell you what they're saying, so I may have this wrong. I'll give you a place you can go look at yourself this stuff here. One guy said, for example, he did a clinical trial with humans a couple years ago with dementia, typically an aging disease, and he said they regained their awareness when we dramatically increased this one protein in their blood system. They knew who they were. They remembered who they were. He said, pretty startling. Other people talked about how it can be targeted towards cancer to either prevent the growth of cancer in your body or to, like this other guy's trying to do with this catheter, a targeted approach. Only it is the drug. It's not targeting a current drug to kill it. It's using the increase in this protein to kill the cancer cells. Pretty startling result in that. It certainly does a wide range of other things. Grows hair, unbelievably. Restores skin, bones, sexual function, all the sort of things you'd associate with declining in old age. And here was some of my take, or I took some notes here. When you're born, when you're a fetus, fetuses have tons of this clotho in the amniotic fluid or whatever it's called. And to the point where they've done some tests, not with humans, because this sounds awful, but with goats and some other things, where they went into the fetus while still in the womb and they scratched its face. They wounded it. And when it came out, it was healed. And the theory is, can't prove this, that this clotho protein can actually help the body regenerate. They're talking about regenerating heart valves, growing heart valves, other sorts of things, regenerating the skin, regenerating hair, regenerating other things where this clotho level is low. As you age, your clotho level declines. One guy, this sounds really awful, but he theorized maybe this is nature's way of killing people off. You're not needed in the tribe anymore. You don't produce anything. So we just start turning that gene off and you disappear. Sounds horrible, but
just a little.
But that's what he said. So this, they don't know why it decreases, but they know it dramatically decreases. They've shown that. And they've shown that if they reverse that decrease and increase it, dementia. I'll give you another startling one that has nothing to do with pancreatic cancer. Dr. Joseph Maroon. You can go look him up. I gave him your card. He was one that really flabbergasted me. We did an interview with him here. I'll direct you to where we did a whole bunch of interviews with these people so you can go hear it in their own words. But he's from the University of Pittsburgh. He's the head of the neurology program, I think, at the University of Pittsburgh. His other claim to fame, little old 80-year-old man, was for 20 years he was the head neurosurgeon for the Pittsburgh Steelers and for the WWE wrestling. Why? Because he's a worldwide expert on brain injuries and brain recovery. He also works a lot with the military, the special forces guys that, you know, when they get injured. And those are all people who have some sort of severe brain injury and many times paralysis. And he claims that by increasing the Clotho level, he has shown he can get some of these people up walking again. Pretty startling.
It's amazing.
So recover from dementia, maybe. They've shown that. Recover from traumatic injuries, maybe. These are all ongoing studies. They've done, some of them have been in animals, some have been in humans. And he said it's all tied to this protein again. More protein you have, the better the body does. The more it regenerates and heals itself. Then there was a guy specifically talking about cancer. And he takes, I'm not sure I get this, it's gene splicing. He takes a gene, alters it himself to put more Clotho in it, this protein, and then he puts it into your body. And how he puts it in sounds horrible. He puts it in with a benign virus that infects your whole body. Some virus that apparently the viruses we all get and doesn't affect you. Not a cold, but something, whatever. And that infects all your cells because your cells are all regenerating all the time. And it, as it regenerates, it zaps it, gets it in there, and replaces the old lacking protein with more protein somehow through gene insertion.
That'd be interesting. What are the side effects for that?
I have no idea. But he did a whole paper on this thing. And again, this is way over my pay grade. They were talking, they're showing all the test results and everything. But that was the takeaway. Other people are clearly just talking about injections. But one guy talked about a patch that failed. Because there were a bunch of entrepreneurs there, too, trying to take this and turn it into products. And the one guy said, I thought we could just put a patch in your skin, we'll pump it in. But the Clotho protein is very thick and fat, like all proteins. Go look them up. Apparently, they're fat collections of amino acids and stuff. And this, they couldn't even get it through the skin. That's one of the problems in getting into the brain, because it floats around your blood, and there's a blood-brain barrier that keeps it from going into your head. So how do they get it into those areas? How do they get it into your system? And the guy that's here who hosted the conference, fascinating guy, he made his claim to fame and fortune off of regenerating hearts, literally regrowing parts of your heart, not just replacing it, but getting the body to regenerate. He has all sorts of patents. He sold it for millions of dollars, and now he's putting his whole thing into this, further into regeneration. His theory is, this is a ways off. He's working on Howard Leonhardt, Leonhardt, from Lionheart. He takes it and turns it into more of an English-sounding name, Lionheart Health, and he has these med spas around the country where they're trying to use this regeneration technique to grow hair and skin and other things. And then, but right now he's also competing, two things that I'll shock you about this guy. One, he's already done some regeneration. Two, he's now taken that money and plowed it into research here at UCI to further investigate this Clotho thing and see what else he can do. Right now he's trying to make money off of these clinics. It's just the easy stuff, as he said, hair and skin and other things. But his real goal, and he'll say it, he said it out loud, was he thinks, and it might take another 50 years, to build a whole body regeneration chamber, a human womb, just like the womb that you're born in. And whatever the fluids are in, whether you're floating in this or whether you're injected with it or stimulated somehow, they zap you something with something, but you go in, it looks like a chamber, and in then you come out 20 years younger.
Like a sauna?
Maybe. Or those barometric chambers or something.
Yes.
Anyway, he's not shy to say. He said, I know this is crazy, and I know it's a ways off, But his proof is, I didn't even look this up, there's a thing called the X Prize. Never heard of it. And they are offering some startling figure, $100 million, to the first company that can show a decrease in aging. And they have all these different ways to determine that and everything. They can show that you've, in various parts of your body, have not just stopped the aging process, but reversed it in some sense. They give you $100 million. There's hundreds and thousands of companies competing in this thing. So far, nobody's gotten close. He made it into the semifinals this year. So he's already gotten, I don't know, $250,000 or something as a prize. They think that the research they're doing in this, and what does he do specifically, is a biostimulation suit. Well, sounds wacky, but you put a suit on, like a diving suit, and it has all these little electrodes. We've had other people talking about this technology too, and somehow it, through turning it on and off, it fires your muscles. It stimulates them to open and contract and open and contract. Because the only way the body can naturally produce clotho is through exercise. And that may be one of the reasons we lose it, because as you exercise less, you produce less. So he's trying to artificially stimulate the production of it through biostimulation. And he's presented his studies and his clinical trials to this X Fund, and he's convinced they're going to be the first company to win it. I don't know if they will or not, but they've gotten closer than many companies ever have. And he's opened up some med spas to try and introduce this technology for simple stuff of stimulating clotho. But he thinks the ultimate goal is full body regeneration. How startling is all that?
That's a lot to take. Too, you know?
So I put a summary with him on your website, and immediately everybody said, this has nothing to do with Living Hope. Watch it. It's a 5-minute interview I did with Howard talking about some of this stuff here, the potential of clotho to reverse, to stop or reverse aging, including, up to and including, things like cancer. Just mind-blowing. And then you can go to my site, OC Talk Radio. Go to our, this is on YouTube, OC Talk Radio on YouTube, and you can see 10 or 12 interviews I did with all these different people I'm talking about, where they each talk about their things, skin, hair, cancer, genes, traumatic brain injuries. All these things are experimenting. This is the common link. If this clotho protein can be stimulated or added back to your body, what potential does it have to stop or reverse all of these things?
Yeah, and actually, like I said, I'm realizing I'm relying on ChatGPT a lot these days. But I did put in there, what could this be for pancreatic cancer? What could it do? And it says, while research is still in early stages, there are promising signs that clotho may have anti-cancer effects, including in pancreatic cancer.
There you go.
So it's considered a tumor suppressor gene, meaning its normal function helps prevent cells from growing out of control.
Because they kept saying it's antioxidant and it kills the free radicals flowing around. It's anti-inflammatory. Everybody thinks, a lot of people think inflammation has something to do with the growth of cancer or whatever.
Yeah, so if it's something that you would take to prevent cancer, is that something that would be given, like in a vaccine, or
how? That was the takeaway I got. Nobody's figured it yet how to predictably produce more of this, other than getting you to go out and exercise strongly. That's harder to do as you age. So, do we buy electric suits? Do they inject it? Do they put genes in that infect your other genes and grow this? Everybody had a different idea how to get more clotho in your body, but the evidence they think from 20 years of research is pretty clear. This is a common link in all aging conditions, including cancer, and may be a way to either suppress those things and stop them from happening, or slow them down, or maybe even reverse them.
Yeah, that would be amazing, especially for those people who have cancer in their family to know ahead of time and maybe be able to get something.
So you were talking about there are clotho diets, for example, that somebody else was talking about that. All the time comes up in the show. You had the people from City or from Hoag Hospital here talking about their gene therapy. And the first thing is, have you got a gene in your body that makes it more likely to have this? And as you talked about, it doesn't necessarily mean just because you had family members that you automatically got the gene.
Right.
You might be the one who didn't get the gene. There's certainly a risk because you've had lots of family members and it gets passed down through a gene. But did you get the gene? And so whatever she was talking about, that special gene or something here that they've identified.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Whatever it is. I don't remember the name of it or whatever. But if you got the gene, then you better watch out. And the thing I kept pressing is, so what do you do? I got the gene. Now what? Live healthy. Eat healthy. What does that mean? So we had a guy on this conference who said, I'll spell it out for you. And he had everybody just, he had nothing to do with any of this stuff. He was the outlier. He's from the University of Alabama, Birmingham. I'll find his name here in a second. He gave me his card. I did an interview with him. You'll find it on our site, OC Talk Radio YouTube channel. And you're going to look under the shorts, not the regular videos, but the short ones. These are all like a minute or two videos. Mm-hmm. Whatever his name is, he was all about phosphates, something I never hear anybody talk about. Nobody measures my phosphate level. I just had a annual exam. Nobody said, what's your phosphate level? Talk about your PSA, talk about your glucose, you talk about your sugar, all these things. Nobody ever talks about your phosphate level. He said that's a mistake, in his opinion. His research shows two things. One, that too much phosphate binds with calcium in your body and calcifies. It grows little bones or bone-like crystals in your heart, in your lungs, in places you don't want solid structures growing. And he said you do need some phosphate. That's how you build bones. But too much, and if your body can't get rid of it, it starts to calcify all over the... It binds with calcium and forms these little bone-like crystal structures. And he showed slides in lungs and blood vessels and everything else. That's one. So too much phosphate's a bad thing. Two, where do you get phosphates? Everything we eat. He said there isn't a chemist alive that doesn't love phosphates because it's colors. It preserves. It's a flavor enhancer. He said that's all the stuff. And he rattled off. I'm not trying to pick any brands, so don't yell at me, but Coca-Cola, chips, pizza, all that stuff has been artificially added, pumped phosphates in for a variety of reasons, maybe more than one, to color it, to preserve it, to flavor enhance it. Those are the three I remember. And he said, so we live a huge phosphate diet, and nobody measures. He said he's trying to get them to put phosphate disclaimers on the labels, like they have everything else disclosed on there, how much sugar, how much this, and everything is in it. He said it should be disclosed, and it should be diminished. We should find ways to do it, because not only does it bind with calcium and form these bone-like structures that cause heart attacks and all these other things, but the kidney starts to break down, like anything, when you overdose it. And the kidney is what flushes things out. So it rapidly tries to get rid of the stuff, way too much of it. And in the process, what does it do? Phosphate also flushes out all the clotho. So you want to have clotho because it's going to increase your longevity and fight cancer? Great. You do all this effort to stick it in, inject it in, exercise and get more of it, stimulate more of it, and then you take pizza and Coke and all this stuff, and it flushes it right back out. So that was his whole paper on the nasty effects of phosphates and why nobody's monitoring or watching these things today.
Yeah, it's too bad because I did check and I thought, because everything they give us is in the supplement, right? We get so much in the supplement. But it says, no, you can't get this in your diet. It's something that, you know, is made by your own body. Though diet may help increase it, it's not going to be, or influence it is the word, not increase it.
So he's saying it doesn't give it to you, but keeps what you got from going away.
Yeah.
So if you want to eat his theory was you want a diet high in, that's going to promote this clotho protein in your body, make sure it ain't fast food, processed food, because that will flush out whatever you got. He didn't propose a diet to give you more, but he gave you a way to hold on to what you got.
Yeah, I would almost think eating healthier, of course, is going to help you hold on to what you have. And
right.
Junk food is bad for everything, so the less we have.
I was startled. He was just like, this stuff is killing people. It's calcifying in your body, and it's flushing out the one thing we think we need the most as we age.
I don't know. It's overwhelming. There's just so much there, and it's like things, like I said, never even heard of this.
And that's what blew me away, and that's what I'm sure everybody's saying, why haven't I heard of this? I asked everybody, why haven't I heard of this? And they all just shrugged and go, I don't know, we're scientists. We don't know how. We're just scientists. We're all in these major universities, and some of them are entrepreneurs now trying to create a product around it to do something, mostly with the easier stuff, hair, skin, some other things they say are easier to reverse.
Yeah, but we really need to concentrate on what we can do as far as cancer, and I think a lot of these scientists, it's great what they're doing, but they got to share. They have to get together. They have to let us know what they're doing.
In 20 years of research, this guy discovered it in Japan 20 years ago. There have been 4,500 papers written on it around the country. So they're coming out like hundreds every year. New areas, new ideas, new uses, new ways they're exploring this Clotho connection and aging. Yet, they all admit it, this is the best kept secret in the world. What else has got had 4,500 scientific papers written and nobody's ever heard the term before?
No. I hadn't, like I said, when I saw it. I said, a number of people did reach out to me and say, why is this on saying it's on your website, so on your Living Hope? So we wanted to clarify that, and today was the perfect opportunity to do that. Sometimes we have to make up for when guests can't come, so it was a perfect time.
I was blown away, so I'm on my soapbox telling everybody, check this thing out, and particularly in the world of cancer, there's some startling results they're getting out of this stuff here. It's a long way from being turned into a product that you can consume or use or whatever, but they're on a path, another path, to preventing cancer from growing in your body or to killing it when it is there. And I'll give you one last takeaway. This guy from the University of Alabama, Birmingham. Look up his name in a minute here, or you can go find him on our YouTube channel. He pointed out one other thing. He said, I can't prove this, he said, but I believe that phosphate not only flushes the good protein out, and I know it crystallizes because I show you all the slides of what it's doing. He also thinks it grows cancer, what we've talked about a few times. And why? He said, phosphate, where is phosphate used the most? In fertilizer. It's what you inject into fertilizer to make things grow. He said, it makes plants grow. Why would it make cancer cells grow? It makes everything grow.
Oh, wow, that makes way too much sense.
Yeah. So I was like, whoa. And again, I hit him up and I said, if you've got the research to back this up, why isn't the FDA all over this? Why aren't we labeling it? Why aren't people studying it? Why don't doctors know about it? Why aren't they testing for it? He said, I don't know. That's why I'm here.
Sometimes, you know, where the money is, that's where things happen. So yeah. I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
I don't be a conspirators or whatever, but yeah.
It does happen. But I did look up some things just real quick to help support the production. And it's pretty much what we tell everybody for pancreatic cancer or really any cancer. Healthy diet like the Mediterranean style.
Right.
Limit sugar and processed foods. Regular exercise. Avoid smoking.
See, all those things, because exercise produces Clotho. Right. The Mediterranean diet, lack of anti, will keep the Clotho you got from getting flushed out of your body here.
Right. I said regular exercise. Avoid smoking and excess alcohol. Good sleep and rest reduction. These are all the things that we say for cancer prevention as well. It's interesting. Like I said, I've never heard of this before, and I want to do a little bit more research to it myself.
If you're interested, I'll try and find some of you. They might be a little too geeky to be on this show. They might be a little too science nerdy, but it was startling what they were talking about.
Yeah, no, we need to have them be able to speak English. Because I'm not real good at...
Because I struggle. It was a two-day conference. I was there all day, and I was doing interviews throughout the day, and half the time I'm like saying, what? Is this what you're saying?
Yeah, because so far we've been pretty good. Our guests have been able to explain things to us so that we can all understand it. But it is interesting, and anybody interested in it can go and research it and check it out.
And that's why, look at that little five-minute video with Howard Leonhardt, who put on the conference. His research is biostimulation suits and these med spas where they're using it right now. There's one in Irvine here where you can go and get more Clotho-stimulated production in your body here. I don't know what it costs. It's not covered by insurance. I'm sure it's not cheap. Generally, they said, unfortunately, most of this stuff is only available to those either in the know or those with the money to go to these experimental places and try this stuff here.
I hope that answers some of your questions out there who asked why we were having this on, why this was put on Living Hope. And I did talk to Paul about it because I did actually ask him to take it off. But when he explained it, I thought maybe it's something worth you might want to look at and listen to and just watch, because it is an interesting, another idea on how we can hopefully prevent cancer, pancreatic cancer, and maybe something on the horizon to help for the treatment.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Thank you, Paul. I think we're good.
I'm your roving reporter today. I'm not just the producer or the voice behind the show. I was out there, out in the world saying, look at this. Maybe this is something they should talk about.
Thank you. We appreciate it. As long as you speak my name, I shall live forever is dedicated to Scott Strong, who passed away on Friday, September 26th. Scott was an inspiration to all who knew him, especially myself. And Scott was actually planning on coming here in person from Washington State to share his journey on Living Hope. But unfortunately, things changed. Thank you.
There's some startling facts for you to consider, life does change. And the good news is maybe there's some changes on the horizon to help all those dealing with this deadly disease. If you or somebody you know needs help immediately or needs some counseling or direction or where to go, as always, lots of places we can send you. Let's send you to the place that we talk about the most here, the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network, Pancreatic Cancer Action Network or pancank.org. That's another one. If you want to call patient services, it's 877-2-PANCAN. That's the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network. Or any of those other organizations we've talked about. Let's Win PC, pancan.org, all those places, pancreatic.org, lots of places you can go to get information. So with that in mind, we'll keep reporting. You'll keep listening. Living Hope, a journey living with pancreatic cancer, right here in Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio, streaming live from our studios at the University of California, Irvine's Beal Applied Innovation Center, where we're lucky enough to sit on a big high-level conference that may have some information of interest.